Welcome to another live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. I want to thank you again for tuning in with us tonight. A special thanks to our faithful listeners, and special thanks also for those of you who are tuning in with us for the first time. I do want to just continue to say Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, as I am hopeful that you guys are just hanging in there and working on you and making successful changes in your life. So moving forward, and we are not going to stay on long tonight. I have a very brief show. It is still about motivating you through this process of New Year resolutions / habits, which we changed to last week. So again, Happy New Year. Welcome and thank you. The chat line is open, and I'm just going to check real quick to see if we have anybody out there. Okay? It is open. For those of you who are listening by way of chat, remember, you do have to be a registered follower of the show in order for me to receive your question or comment. You can register it right now at this time, and it'll just hit the, well, select the follow link. If you prefer for tonight, you can call in using the call-in number 818-691-7406. You can talk with me through the phone line and register later if you'd like, but you do have to be a registered follower. Now, for those of you who are listening on the phone with us, you do have to select the number 1. In doing so, I will pull you in. I'm notified here, and I will pull you in by providing your area code and the last 4 digits of the number that you are calling into the show from. So area code and last 4 numbers is the way that I will pull you in. Remember, once I do that, that you are on air live with us, so please remember to keep that in mind as I bring you in to talk. So get your questions and comments in quickly and clearly, please. Want to just start out tonight just again saying thank you all and reminding you that the month of January, I don't know if I said this last week, but the month of January is basically about motivating you through the journey of successful New Year resolutions. And doing this, basically I'm hopeful that you'll be encouraged enough to remain successful in keeping up that momentum going, you know, working towards your 2013 resolutions, because as I indicated last week, statistics indicate that only 10 to 12% of the people that make those New Year resolutions, only 10 to 12% are successful with those New Year resolutions. So it's something we're doing wrong or something that we're not doing, but we're making them, and we talked about that last week as well. I think we're just making them because it's the thing to do. It's part of the crowd, and also part of the crowd in not being successful. No one really thinks about it or notice. Ask you, how many people have asked you about it since maybe the first day or two of making them? Maybe the first week, I'll give them, you know, more credit. But maybe after the first week, nobody probably has even asked you what, you know, how are you coming with it? How are you doing with it? So it's just the thing to do, and we want to encourage you to do different. If you want different, you got to think different. You got to be willing to be different and put an action plan for your life, because we create the life that we want. So wherever you are in life now, whatever you're getting, whatever life is giving you, with the exception, things happen. Life happens, and you're always going to have those curves, those balls that come to you seemingly from nowhere. But even then, you still are where you want to be, because you have a choice as to how you respond to those curveballs or how you allow them to affect the life that you are in control of. So regardless of where you are, how you got there, whether it was your doing or someone else's, you have control. You can control where it goes or how it goes, so to speak. So we no longer want to just be part of the crowd and do what the crowd is doing and or accept what the crowd is accepting, because that's when you become the crowd. You're not yourself. You're not your individual person. You're not living according to what you want, according to your dreams, your purpose in life. And that's when life becomes just miserable, which is so relevant to the topic tonight. But that's when life just becomes kind of dead. You're just kind of living, going through the emotion, if living at all. You're just doing things over and over and over again on a daily basis. You're not truly living life. Okay, so that's kind of where we're going to go tonight in tonight's topic. But again, this show is about New Year habits. This whole month, if you remember, for those of you who were listening last week, I suggested that let's take out resolutions because it's so final to me, and replace that with New Year habits. So you will find or determine that as we go through the rest of the month, you're going to hear some things that we've said previously in last year, a good number of things that we said last week's show as well, because that's how I feel I can best help you remain motivated, because work, life happens, and we forget what our goals are. We forget to work towards our personal goals. We do so well with working towards everyone else's goal. We try to make everyone else happy and do this and do that. But how often do you sit and do things for yourself, think for yourself, do a do-over for your life? You know, where are you now? Where had you planned on being by now? Even if it's from January 1st, and I think it should kind of be there. Don't go too far back. You know, if you made those resolutions or habits, then start from there. If you're not where you want to be now, if you're not where you thought you would be, if you've fallen off the track, so to speak, start over. But don't stop and wait until next year this time or the end of this year saying, okay, well, I'm going to try this again. You can do it this year. And then the end of the year, it will become a habit. It will be a habit. It will be a new lifestyle for you. So it is about encouraging you to continue to move forward. Don't stop, regardless if you get caught up, if you fall off of whatever your New Year habit is, whether it's financial goals or losing weight, which are some of the top ones, whatever it is, if you fall off the wagon, then say, what happened here? Where did I go wrong? What can I change? So that's what this is about. And why is it so important for those resolutions to become habits? As I like to remind you every Monday, move your trash cans and look at how often you go back there. That is a habit. That's a small habit. And we know that habits are, by now you all should know this, you should be saying this with me, habits are powerful factors in our lives because they're consistent and unconscious patterns. They're those things that we do without much thought process, something as little as moving your garbage can and going back. I've moved mine so much until I'm getting it. I'm catching on pretty quickly. I can move it today, and I'm seemingly doing well with it. And I guess because it really does work. I think it all depends, too, on your mindset and you wanting it to work, because this is something that, again, as I've shared with you all, Brandon and I used to do this when he was little. I don't remember getting it so much so then as much as I do now. And I think it's because I'm at a time in my life where I want different. I realize that I have to work at being different. I have to change the things that I want to change. I have to put a plan in action to do those things, to change those things. So I think it's becoming more clear to me, and probably because I'm not running being a mommy and doing all this as well in that sense, but it's just becoming more clear to me. It's helping me to determine or to see how much I am in control of what happens in my life. Because whatever it is, I'm allowing it in my life, or I'm not taking it, pushing it out of my life. I'm bringing that energy into my life. So that's why you will hear me continuing to be redundant in habits and changing your lifestyle and so much so. So remember that. They are just those powerful unconscious patterns that we have in our life. And, again, they create or they produce effectiveness or ineffectiveness. And that's the key part there because, again, they're going to bring good or bad into your life, so to speak. I want to remind you of this as well. Remember, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. There's that word again, habit. Sow a habit, reap character. Sow character and you reap your destiny. I've gotten this down so much so till I don't have to look at it anymore. I can just think about it when something's going on in my life. As a matter of fact, during Bible study, about 2 weeks ago, one of the young fellows, a question came up, and this is just going to get off just a little bit, but it'll tie right into tonight's topic. I asked the question to one of our young guys, you know, do you think Satan can hear our thoughts? And he said, no, but he sees your actions. So he stopped, and I had to ponder on that because I hear that question so much so. And everybody gives you different answers, but I had never heard that answer before. And this is a young guy, like 23 years old. He said he doesn't know your thoughts, your personal thoughts, but he sees your actions, which tells him what's going on or what you're reacting to and what you're not reacting to. So going back to we can control it. We can control it. And I started to look at my thought process, even in my which I didn't make New Year resolutions this time or habits. I just want to continue to grow. But because that's my goal, that's my personal goal, is to continue to create the life that I want for me. That means places, people, things, all of those things that I have to consistently do. And let me tell you, people, it is not a fabulous world. It's not a world of many people, so to speak, which reminds me, and I don't know if I touched on this last Monday, going that extra mile. I heard Steve Harvey and somebody else here recently, and it's amazing how even the things that just are starting to come up, you talk about it, and it seems like it's just there. Someone else is talking about it. But I've heard this at least two times in the last 2 weeks or so, going the extra mile, you can do whatever you want because no one else is out there. And what that says to me is no one else is working to, they're not working towards their goal or their plan because they don't want to do the work. They don't have a plan set to take action on. So what that means is you can, if you get out there and do it, of course, it's going to be difficult. It'll be lonely sometimes, but it sure is happier. You are a happier person once you get to a certain point. Like it's almost as if you're driving on just dry land forever, and then all of a sudden you see water. Because initially it is a very, very, very lonely road, full of trials and tribulations, I say, and they're mainly mental. So these things you have to prepare yourself for when you're wanting to create the new habit. But think about it this way. If you were happy with what you've been doing previously to get you to this point, then there wouldn't be a need to do anything different because you'd be happy and content with where you are now. But so many of us are not. The majority of people are not. I am noticing as I go around passing out my cards and talking about the show, so many people will open up just saying, oh, that's me. Oh, I don't talk. I don't tell people what's going on with me. I'm hurting so bad. I've heard countless stories of people just hurting. And we don't open up because we let everybody think that we're okay. So they don't feel comfortable in opening up to you or to anybody. So that, along with all the other things going on in life, it allows you to make those New Year habits, But working at them is a totally different story because your insides are not together. They're not right. They're not prepared to do that. And what I'm going to go into tonight, as we work to keep you encouraged through or with motivation, I'm going to get to this. I'm going a little bit ahead of myself, but is that confidence thing. I talked just a little bit about it last week, just a little bit, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper into that because I think that's a major factor. It, you know, we can get going, but we can't keep that momentum going. So I want to remind you of a caller last week, one of our regular listeners. She mentioned or gave us a couple of questions, and those questions really, really stuck with me as well this week. And that's why I say, you guys, when you are listening, it really does help to get your perspective on the topics or what's going on in your life, because, again, that's what ministers to me. So as I prepare to give you guys something every Monday, you can call in with one question or one comment or just one thing, and I'm in awe over it all week because that's feeding me. So I really encourage and continue to ask all of you to submit your questions or comments. If you're afraid to talk live and on the air, you can certainly submit those by way of chat. Some people text me their questions or comments, so please continue to do that. But her questions, our caller last week said that there are some questions that everyone needs to ask themselves when they are trying to, not just New Year habits, just life, when they're trying to get to a point of peace and happiness. What delights you? And these are the questions that the caller provided. If you didn't write these down last week, you should do so. And answer them. Don't just write them down and let it go. That's just like the New Year habits, resolution, whatever you are calling them. But don't just hear this information and let it go. Take action, because that's what promotes that change. That's what gets you on the road where you are going the extra mile. And it really is that life or road where you can kind of do what you want, because, again, not many people are out there on it. Not many people are taking the time to get there. So one question, what delights you? What's your dream? What encourages you? And what do you simply need to let go of? Some things in all of our lives that we need to let go, holding on to so much. And how well do you treat yourself? A major, major, major one. If you could just start there alone, and maybe that should be your first one. How well do you treat yourself? Because I personally think that we have been conditioned in our mind coming up from childhood that we have to do everything for someone else, or we have to take care of everyone else. But when you get into that mindset of changing and being responsible for your life and what's going on in it, it really does affect you. It really does have a working on you to where you start or want to start treating yourself better. And in most cases, when you do go take care of others, and I'm probably going to step on some toes here because some people might disagree, but for me, it just got me to a point where I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired, and especially in a world like today. Now, am I saying, no, you don't help anyone? Absolutely not. But you have to take care of you first. Goes back to, if someone's drowning, and if you're going to get in and just drown with them, it doesn't make sense. So are you going to jump in and try to save someone when you can't swim, rather than try to find something that can help that person or find someone? So you have to take care of you. So maybe you should start there. How well do you treat yourself in day-to-day living? Do you always put others before you? Are you always giving to others but not giving yourself even, not treating yourself to an ice cream cone? Sometimes we'll feel guilty about just being good to you. And it starts with you. If you don't love yourself, if you don't have enough confidence, which is where we're going to go with this tonight, if you don't have enough confidence in yourself, then what can you really give to others? What can you get from others? As you've heard us say on the show, the more you become intertwined with yourself, the better you understand people and yourself. So that's where we're going to go with that tonight. The lines are open, and I'm going to check the chat line here. For those of you who are listening on the chat line, just feel free to send me a comment or a question there. Be glad to have you get in and comment on the show. Okay, no questions or comments on the chat, and for those of you who are listening by phone, we are open there as well. What I'm going to do tonight, and I don't do this often, but every now and then I think it's very relevant to do, I'm going to read the actual post that I put out on the social networks to advertise the show. And as I do this, I want you to think about this question. Are your actions creating life or death? Are you truly living? Okay? Are your actions creating life or death? Are you truly living? And tonight's topic is dead or alive, what's your status? It starts as this. Every man dies, but not every man really lives. Okay, and I'm going to read that again because I stumbled there. Every man dies, not every man really lives. And that's a quote by William Ross Wallace. And the details for the show is, if you are alive but not really living, then what's your status? The month of January is Motivation Month, designed to assist you in remaining motivated long enough to mark the beginning of changes in your habits and lifestyle. Many declared and announced, 2013 is going to be my year. Think about it. How many times or how many years have you begun the new year with this announcement? 2013 is going to be my year. Many years, right? So what are you prepared to do differently to assure your success and make 2013 your year? Reflect upon the definition of insanity. It is doing the same things but expecting different results. Motivation is basically a personal, and I want to say that again, a personal. Motivation is a personal incentive to move into action, to impel. Are you personally motivated and prepared to move into action, impel towards your goals and life purpose, or are you waiting for someone to give you an incentive or reason to become motivated? I'm going to stop it right there for just a second because I think many of us are right there. We are waiting on someone or something to happen to motivate us. And when we do that, we are oftentimes motivated, but it's short-lived. It's kind of like, and I don't remember what show this was, but there was a show where I mentioned that you can think about if someone owes you money, and they know you owe them money. They know that they owe you money and vice versa. But because no one says anything, you don't say anything, they don't say anything, so nothing happens. But the minute or the moment you say, hey, look, you owe me some money and I really need my money. For the most part, you're going to get your money, but that person is, so he's motivated, he or she is motivated to give you the money, but the reasoning is not right, and oftentimes they're even a little sour, but you get what you want. You get what you need and what you asked for because now you've put it out there, and that's what that reminds me of just, you're just wanting someone. We're always needing something to happen in order for us to do something. Something has to happen. Well, don't wait for something to happen because those things will happen, and it's better if you are prepared emotionally, physically, all around. If you know who you are, going back to those questions, if you know who you are, if you treat yourself good, you're not going to let anybody else treat you bad. Don't wait for someone else to treat you good to start treating yourself good. Don't wait for someone else to tell you what your dreams are or what your goals are. Because if you know, then when someone comes to you with something different, it won't matter because you know who you are. You know what your dreams are. You know how you treat yourself. So you don't allow people to treat you bad or say bad things to you. You know the skin you're in, and you love the skin you're in, that you're in. So we are 14 days into the new year. The last week's topic was, so how are you doing? So I want to hear, how are you guys doing thus far? Are you keeping the momentum going, you know, with the New Year habits? Are they working for you? If not, don't stop. Whatever you do, don't stop. Once you stop, you're not only stopping the action, but you're stopping the mental, emotional part that you've put into it. You're also, you're just eliminating that. And once you do that, starting over is even harder because if you lose the mindset, you know, you that's kind of, it stops there. It just kind of ends there. So even if you get off track and you need to take a day, which I don't suggest that either, but if you need to, then do that. But if you're going to do that, use that day to say, okay, let's put it on the table. What happened here? Was something going on in my life? Was something going on at work? What happened that day? Did I just not read over my plan? You know, mission statement. You guys have heard us talk about the young ladies, the 901 butterflies. They are required this year to write a personal mission statement. Not just write it. They don't have to know it. Their parents are going to have to know it. They have to put it on the refrigerator so that everyone knows where you would like to go, and they can help you stay on track. You visually see it. So maybe that's something you guys can do too. If it's not a mission statement, what's your dreams? What's your purpose? What's your passion? Put it everywhere. I mean, everywhere. So that will give you or help you stay on track on those days when you're feeling, I don't know, beat down, like you're not winning or it's not working. Remember, what have you done thus far to get you where you, at what point you were or are to say, hey, I need a change. Something has to be different. I can't continue to live like this. Are you living or are you dead? So something has gotten you to a point, particularly for those of you who come back Monday after Monday after Monday. And then the numbers, based on the numbers of listeners for the archive shows, it has to be some people that are constantly coming back. We have one show that has reached about 3,500 listeners. I'm amazed. And, I mean, that it's been that many for just that one show alone. And that's only the archive shows. That's people listening to it after we are done here. So if you're doing that, something has gotten you to a point, because this is not a dramatic show. It's not a, I don't think it's what society is geared to. I don't think it's what they are looking for, because I think this show has gone the extra mile, and it's not a lot of people out there. So for those who are consistently coming back, they're saying, hey, I'm right with you, Tammy. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want different. I want to think different. I want to live different. I want to be different. And I am going to be, even if I have to get there alone. I'm okay, because if you know who you are and you like who you are, it'll be okay if you get there alone, because you like you. So tonight is about taking that responsibility for your life and being your best personal motivator. And to me, that's just like having faith in yourself and wanting and having a really having that desire for your goals. because, again, it's just motivation is a personal incentive to move into action. So if you're not moving into action for what you say you want, the life that you want, if you are not personally moving into action, then you're just not motivated enough or believe in your personal goals enough or yourself to get into action. That could be one of the things. That's not just the thing, but that could be one of the things that have you there or keeps you there. So with much focus on personal incentive, what does one have to do to be personally driven, I think, into action? Kind of goes back to what I've been saying thus far, but know who you are and what you want out of and from life. Know what your goals and your life purpose is. Plan, plan, plan. I can't say that enough. Plan. Write it down. Discuss it. And get your action plan going. As we've said before, accountability partner. I know that may be a little bit difficult, but everyone needs at least one person that they can just say, here is what it is. Here's where I am today. And I need some help. Remain positive. Your mindset means everything. Goes right back to all those questions that our last week caller proposed to and what I was saying earlier. If you know those, if you have discussed those with yourself and maybe your accountability partner and you know where you are and who you are, remaining positive with the exception, you know, again, we're all going to have some days. Believe me, we're going to have those days. But you're able to get yourself out of it much more quickly if you already know where you're going. And I don't know if I shared this last week, but I remember I think the week before, I think it was right around New Year's, and I was doing what I always do seemingly for every holiday, is I clean. I just like for my house to be clean, not that it's not already, and some will say, I don't see what you're cleaning, but for me, it works for me. It also is a stress reliever for me for whatever reason, but I was cleaning, and there were some things that I wish I could move at that time. I got to a point where I wanted them to be moved into a different area, but that is just not possible right now. But that thought of wanting to do it instantly took me to a negative place. I started thinking about all the reasons why I couldn't move it, and what about this and what about that, and I forgot about what was bringing me joy, which was just the simple cleaning. And I instantly had to say, no, no, no. Remember, what have you moved thus far? You've gotten a lot accomplished. What have you been able to move? Look at the difference thus far. And you will be able to remove it one day. I mean, I had to just talk myself right out of that because I had turned around off of gone the extra mile lane, and I was right back at negative lane. I saw nothing positive in anything that I had did that day or the weeks prior. All I was able to focus on was I can't move this, and it changed the entire mood. It changed my entire mood. So remain positive. Go there for a second if you must. But once you've gotten to that point where you're able to realize, okay, this is not doing anything for me. It's not going to bring any value to my day or my minute. It's not. Because negative lane does not do that for you. So remain positive. Your mindset means everything. As I mentioned earlier, let go of the past. Let it go. That's so hard, and I say that, you guys, and I'm talking to myself as well. There's so many things I realized that I was holding on to. And when you're holding on to all those things, and I still have many more to go. Thank God I've let a lot of them go. But when you're holding on, what is a New Year habit to you? I mean, what is it? That's just like if I have a two-car garage and I buy 10 cars, it's not going to do anything for those 10 cars. I can't put them all in there at the same time. So many of the cars are going to be outside still. And that's where a lot of the things that we want out of life, the things that we can get, they're outside because everything else that has brought such pain and negativity in our life, we hold on to. So there's take it one thing at a time. Write some things down. What do I need to let go? Who am I angry with? Who have I not forgiven? What keeps me in bondage in my mind? What do I wish I could have did differently or should have did differently? Write them down. Don't put so much energy on focusing on them. Take one at a time and say, I'm letting this go. And then once you tell yourself that, when that thought comes to your mind, when whatever that is that's keeping you there, when it comes to your mind, you will realize that just as I did when I had to snap myself out of what I couldn't do, because I know I don't want to stay there. I don't want to go back to a negative and a dark place. And I saw where that was taking me, so I had to say, okay, this is not on my road anymore. So I'm on the wrong road. I got to get off here and get back on track. So continue to do that, for sure. Continue to do that. You guys, I think I have lost connection here. Give me just a minute. Okay. Let's see here. Give me just a second, you guys. Something has happened here. Okay, there we go. I think you guys are back on. And if someone's listening, I lost my studio there for just a second, but I see you guys are still there, so it may not have affected you all. Seemingly I'm back on. So if one of you can text me and let me know that we're okay here, that would be great. I would much appreciate it. Continuing on, let's see here. Okay, no texts yet, so I'm hoping you guys are still with me. I'm just going to continue on hoping that you are. Continuing with, stop comparing yourself and your life to others. We have to not do that, you know, because you can never judge a book by its cover. You can never, I'm sorry, guys, let me just make sure that we're okay here. Let me make sure. I think I clicked on something and I should not have. Just an error. Okay, so I just sent out a text and I'm just going to see what the person tells me here. And I'm going to keep going. I stopped at stop comparing yourself and your life to others and deal with your personal truth, your self-awareness. Deal with that. And again, once you do that, the things that come to you that are not right for you, you're able to pass by them. So deal with your personal truth. Take it one day at a time, but never, ever, ever give up. Okay, thank you. I had one of our faithful listeners, Tasha, thank you so much for letting me know. Again, I clicked on one of those pop-ups, and you guys went away for a minute. Take it one day at a time, but never, ever give up, and procrastination. This was one of my babies here, but I am so overcoming it, you guys, and I have just made an effort. I have a lot to do and a lot of ways to go, but it was one of my babies. But it's not an option because the time is now. Procrastination moves you away from your goals. Just think of it as that. Anything that you're saying I'll do tomorrow, if you're going to do it tomorrow, then make a plan of how you're going to do it tomorrow. But don't just say, I'm going to do it tomorrow, because it's just going to, it takes you away from wherever you're trying to go. No matter what, continue to move forward, even when or if you have to start over. Why? Because starting over from where you currently are is better than stopping, and it keeps you closer to those goals. It keeps you moving. Stopping, again, as I said earlier, it changes your mindset, and that's where everything lies, you guys. It starts in your mind. Remember that. Sow a thought, and you reap an action, and so forth. So it starts there. So don't stop. Keep it going. If you do have to stop, never stop planning. Never stop reviewing your plans. You should be reading over the mission statement, your plan, your plan of action. If you're not doing this, at least read over them daily. And distractions, they got to go. There are so many distractions in this world today. So many. I was able to get away. I should have told you guys this in the beginning, but I was able to get away this weekend, and it was just such a presence of peace. There were some challenges in the weekend, but for the most part, the mindset of it, the peacefulness of it, I cannot believe that I said I want to go back and I want to go alone. I want to go by myself. And if there ever is really a Jason, this is where he would be. I mean, it was in the cabins and up in the middle of nowhere, and the roads were really windy and all those things, and it was a three-level log cabin house, just the beauty of it. But now, if Jason or any of those other people, characters, exist, this is where they will be waiting on somebody to kill, because they really could. And I found myself saying, boy, I'm going to come back here by myself. And that's crazy for me to say, to be, you know, a place so big in the dark to where you can hardly see the address on there. But the peace and the serenity of it, it would be life-changing to just be able to go there and soak into myself. It would eliminate some distractions if you would really allow it to. So determine what your distractions are. Determine who your distractions are and get them out of your life, even if it's for a short time. And don't feel guilty about that. Goes back to how we've been taught to treat ourselves, as if we cannot remove negative people out of our lives, or people that just don't bring value right now or hinder your growth, and things, TV shows, people, places, things, whatever. Find out what they are. So there are many things that can get us off track, but as I mentioned, and how are we for time? I got about 15 minutes. I'm going to move pretty quickly here, you guys. There are many, many things that can keep you from being motivated or having that personal incentive to move into action. And as I reviewed or worked on last week's show, confidence just kept coming up, And so I want to talk about that, because I think so many people feel like, oh, yeah, I love me and I have a lot of confidence in myself. And it's just what we say. It's just what we say and just what we want people to think about us. We're okay. You know, everything's good. Everything's good. So I want to talk about that and some symptoms of a lack of self-confidence. I'm going to give you some of those as well. Let me check the lines here. And if you're listening, again, you guys, wide open here. Feed me tonight. Just if you just come on and tell us how you're doing, if you made New Year habits and you're working them out or not working them out, tell us. If it's going well for you, tell us. If it's not, tell us, and maybe somebody can offer some advice, or we can help you get motivated to get back on track. But another word for confidence is just sureness, being sure of who you are, being sure of your plans and how you're going to get there. So that reminded me of, you know, a car is a car is a car all day. But if it doesn't have gasoline in it, you ain't going nowhere until you put something in it. If it doesn't have a motor, you ain't going nowhere until you get one in it. So I looked at confidence as being those necessities, that thing that you need in your life. Because if you don't have it, very few people are going to help you get it, because of that crab in a barrel mentality. We did that show. If I can't have it, you can't either. If I don't have it, you can't have it. And that's even with a peace of mind. People don't want to see you happy. People don't want to see you change. I had Brandon told me about 3 weeks ago that he said, Mom, I heard a song. You should listen to it. It really reminded me of you. The new you. And I thought, that's weird. But it's called A Brand New Me, and it's by Alicia Keys. And I listened to it, and I thought, I am so honored that my child sees some changes in me. And this is the person that probably thought I was almost perfect anyway, but he's able to see the positive changes in my life and acknowledges that I'm a brand new me. Am I all the way there? Absolutely not. Am I working? Absolutely so. Am I going to get there? I almost said something else. Absolutely so. I'm going to get there. So that's what confidence is. It's basically a sureness of yourself. And if you think of it as your fuel or your motor for your car, allow it to give you the momentum that you need to go, to get going, to set that action plan in and get going. And many people look over this, I hate to call it a flaw or this personality trait or whatever you want to call it, but many people look over it because we do so well with doing what life tells us to do. And life is just setting us up, society, I should say. Society is just, we're just falling. Every time I just think about every, feels like every week, something new comes up. We got the iPad, we got the Nook, we got the computers, we got TV, a new show, a new reality show, a new this, a new that. And the old is just fine. And we continue to buy. It's like the iPhone 5, I guess it was. We talked about this on the show. I don't remember which one. They were disappointed, I guess sales or marketing or whomever, were disappointed because it was, I think, about 5 million phones or something like that sold, and they were expecting it to be more. I'm like, really? What did everybody do with their old phones that probably worked? And just they can come out with a new iPad. Distractions. Because once you get those, now you got applications, I guess is what they call it, for anything you want to do on that phone or that iPad, you can do. More distractions. So you take an account. You work. What else do we do? Everything. I don't know. What do we not do? Computers and so forth. Look at how much time you have after putting in 8 hours a day at work. And then look at how much time you have left to do what you need to do to put that fuel back into your life. You don't even feel like it. Once you get there, you don't feel like doing it. If you have some time, it's mostly spent on your iPad or playing some kind of, I think they call it the applications or some sort, playing something like that. That's the time that you put, that's what you give that time. So start to think about what that is for you, the confidence or the lack thereof confidence. I'm going to check the chat line real quick here again. Okay, we're good there. Okay, call us. Select the number one and tell us about your resolution. I am going to a lack of self-confidence. And, again, we're talking now about the confidence. And these are some symptoms of lack of self-confidence. Difficulty in mustering enough courage to take any kind of initiative due to fear or failure. Fear of other people's opinions. And that's just what I talked about a little bit ago about worrying about what other people think or trying to be what others are. Fear of criticism. Very few people can take that. They'll put all that on you and say what you are in a minute, but without looking in the mirror at themselves. Pretending to be somebody they're not. Assuming others are better than oneself. Avoiding social gatherings and events. Giving reasons for everything he or she does. And that's a big one, too. I was telling a friend that I've really started trying to monitor or evaluate the words that I speak, what I'm saying, and how long it takes me to say what I'm saying. And it reminds me of what men say, particularly about women, how we go the long route, and they want the short version. But giving reasons for everything he or she does, and a lot of us do that, and that's trying to validate what we're thinking, what we want to do, what we're saying we're going to do. It's like you're trying to make sure or get someone else to validate that this is okay. Going right back to Ms. Erling's questions last week, when you know the answers to those and you have studied them and you know, typically it doesn't matter. I'm not saying you just speak out of turn or you know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it sometimes. But, you know, if that situation comes to your life or thing, then you know where you are. Another one is snapping back aggressively to criticism. I think I just read that one. Taking defensive postures like folding hands accompanied by crossing legs. Seeking people's approval. Goes back to what we were saying, giving reasons for everything. And this is not all a standard rule. These are just some symptoms. Judging himself or herself by what people say and think. Inability to take decisions for oneself. And I like to say make decisions as well. So inability to take decisions for oneself, but also to make them. And panicking or getting overwhelmed at crossroads in life. And I think often we find that we do that so much so. Instead of getting overwhelmed when you're at that crossroad, that'd be a good time to go back to what are my dreams, what are my goals, how well do I treat myself? Because in doing that, you might determine which way to go. Left or right, and sometimes you don't go anywhere. You just take a moment to reflect. So those are some symptoms of lack of self-confidence. And, of course, confidence is just having a sureness about yourself. So if you don't have that sureness, the first thing to do is to just for now figure out how do you get that back? Did you ever have it? Because the New Year habits are going to be a temporary fix. It's just what everybody is doing at you know, every New Year. They're going to be doing the same thing again at the end of the year. And for the most part, many of their resolutions will be the same as they were last year because it's the ham bone story. You all have heard that. It's what everybody else is doing, and we don't ask questions. It's just like finding out where New Year resolutions came from. I was amazed. I'm 44, and I've never looked that up. It's just kind of like the wedding dress, the white wedding dress and everything else that we have become accustomed to, and we have no idea why, who, or where. We just do. And that's why our lives have just become whatever. Sometimes I think we don't know who we are. So we don't know what to follow, what to do, who to listen to, where to go. So I'm going to stop there because I've used all my time, and I wasn't planning to cover any of this next week, and I still may not cover it because some things we just need to look up, you know, for ourselves and read more on. But I do think that lack of self-confidence, everybody should at some point, particularly after answering those questions that I gave earlier, you know, if you find that you see some weakness in any of those, just kind of do some Googling for self-confidence and ask yourself, how do you really feel about you? What makes you you? Are you happy with you? And what things have you implemented? What can you do differently? So that being said, I am going to check and give you guys one last time. We got about 7 minutes, and I'm going to use this time to share some exciting news with you. And I say exciting because it took some effort, it took some waiting, but and I want all of you to just plan to tune into this show. I was last year, I think the end of October, I was looking at TV, Investigation ID. I absolutely love that show, and it's true stories about crimes committed, and I like to kind of figure out who did it. So I do watch this. This is one of the shows that I do watch a lot. And I've come across many shows that have just kind of left me, like, in awe. And one of them, they were speaking about Anthony Graves, and it's Anthony Graves, and the last name Graves. And this is about a young man who was arrested, falsely arrested, and did prison time for, I think, 18 years. And it bothered me so much so, and I have a son, and he was 18 at one point in time, and as a mother, I cannot fathom that happening to my son. So I reached out. I created a letter. I mean, I got up in the middle of the night and typed this up, and I sent it out on November the 5th. And I got a response right after the new year, and it basically said, I'm sorry, I'm just reading this, just getting this. And it was from the actual person saying, sure, I'd love to talk to you about being on the show and so forth. And this is a person who has been on shows that are far more known than Butterfly Evolution. I've actually had someone tell me, and I believe it was 60 Minutes, but it might have been CNN or something like that, that they saw him on there as well. But I'm happy to announce that he is going to come on the show on February 4th and talk to us about what happened to him, the things that took place, and all of those things. And I'm sure many of you know someone that has gone to jail for something, and probably in jail, that they did not do. It happens to many, but predominantly, I think, my opinion, predominantly it happens a lot in the African-American race. So I am asking all of you to get the young men on, have them go to anthonybelieves.com. Again, it's anthonybelieves.com, just like believe with an S. You can hear his story there so that you're prepared to ask questions about what he went through, what the things that occurred. But February 4th is set, and we're going to have – February is going to be Black Awareness Month, so we're going to be talking to a number of African-Americans. Hopefully we'll have a young lady who was homeless at one point and now with a child and now is owner of a restaurant, a very top line restaurant, and what she went through as a single mom, homeless, and how she had to reach out to people and so forth. So it's just going to be a month of continuing to motivate you, but in a different way, because if these people can overcome what they have gone through, then our little stuff is just that. It's little. It's big to us, but when you compare it to things like that, it's kind of, it's little stuff, in my opinion. So that's where we are. For those of you who are in Memphis, remember that we're kicking the Butterfly Evolution, the 901 Butterflies, up again this year. The first meeting is the 19th at 2 o'clock, but the deadline for registration is the 16th, which is Wednesday at midnight. So if you are interested, you do need to contact us, and I can send you an enrollment form. It's not an application, because everybody is in, no matter where the young girl is at this point, as long as they're committed to moving forward and doing better. If they have all F's and they get all D's on the next report card, that's moving forward to me. So once you get all D's, now we're expecting all C's and so forth. So as long as that young lady is okay and committed to moving forward, she is a 901 butterfly. So that's what it's about, spreading wings and flying. So that being said, the lines are open. If you guys would like to come in, I do have a comment. Let's see. I don't make New Year resolutions, but I try to reflect and write goals at least twice a year. My bestie and I share our goals with each other, and periodically we remind each other what those goals are and kind of do an accountability check. It says, however, I've not been motivated to write my goals for 2013. It stresses me to think about it, but my current goal is to work on my goals. Hey, that's the goal. And so don't put it off. Don't put it off until tomorrow. And this is from the chat room. So let's see. And I'm sorry, it's not showing me the name, but Clady K. So, and I hope that was okay to share, but the name. But you know, and that's okay. If that's your goal, is to work on your goals, at least you have a goal. And you're admitting that you've not did it this year, but that's your goal. So, you know, if you don't do anything tonight, write one of those down, just one. And tomorrow, write another. And soon you'll have them down and then prioritize what would make the the largest impact on your life. Start there. And if that's too much for you, then start with the small. But start somewhere. Do something. Always find yourself moving forward. Because if you don't, it's easy. The mindset, the mind will just, it wants you to get there and it wants you to stay there. So do something. That's my opinion. Just, you did the biggest part, which is you have acknowledged that you've not written them down. You have an accountability partner. She's your bestie, so she has your best interest in mind. I think that's a good start. Now, maybe tell her to stay on you about writing those goals down so that you can visualize them daily. So that is, and thank you for your comment. Keep them coming. Phone listeners, this is your last call before I end the show. If you want to get in and share something or give some advice to our chat listener there. If not, I just want to remind you guys of a few quotes or share with you a few quotes, and then I'll close it out. And please just continue again. Prepare or, you know, tell your churches, your men groups. I'd like to have so many listeners in on this because I think it's so important for our young people to recognize a good number of things. And I'm not going to give the show away, but I want you guys to listen. But it's so important so that our young boys, particularly our young boys, kind of learn some steps that they can take when they're stopped by the police or going down to answer questions without an attorney or your parents or something. It's so much to learn from Mr. Graves, even in forgiveness. That's what compelled me the most about him, his ability to forgive some people that, and I don't want to say turned on him, that his ability to forgive, because I don't want to comment on that because I'm not him and I don't clearly know everything, but I think it will be beneficial for our young men to see or hear and ask questions and take part of this. So AnthonyBelieves.com is the website. Go, you know, listen to his story, take notes, again, share with young men. You know, if you've got some young men in your lives, nephews, sons, get them around the table and you all listen to that show together and allow them to do some research on the case, the ins and outs, before the night of the show so that they're able to understand when he's talking and what he's talking about and be able to ask the questions that they want to ask. So my quotes before ending tonight, whether you think you can or can't, you are certainly right. And I'm sure you all have heard that before, but whether you think you can or can't, whichever it is, whatever confidence you have in yourself or lack of, you're exactly right. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in yourself or your personal powers, you cannot be successful or happy. You might can be temporarily. You may feel like you are, but something always comes back. So without a humble but reasonable, and keep in mind, because there's a certain thing is overconfidence too. People might disagree with that, but I think that's why it's reasonable confidence in yourself or your personal powers. You cannot be successful or happy. And remember the quote from tonight's show, dead or alive, every man dies, not every man really lives. And that's a quote by William Ross Wallace. So I ask you, dead or alive, what's your status tonight? And answer that for yourself as you work on your goals and continue to move forward. Next week still will be on motivating, but a different aspect. I may cover just a little bit on confidence, a little bit more on things you can do to help you through if you determine that you are lacking in that area or want to build in that area. I may do it, if time permits, I may do some more on that, but hope that you guys come back. I hope that something has inspired you tonight to move forward and remain motivated or to help you get back on track, on the motivation track. Do something. Start tonight. Remember that procrastination is just not an option. If you just write one sentence down tonight, that's doing something. It's keeping your mind going in the right direction. It's bringing you closer to going the extra mile. And as I mentioned earlier, that's a lonely road, and you can do what you want out there. Still takes work, but you can do what you want out there. So that being said, that is the end of the show. If you are listening online, and I'm going to check real quick, so if you do want to get something in for our phone listeners, you can select the number one now. I'll give you a few seconds. Otherwise, we are going to end the show, and I'm going to do just that. Thank you all for listening, and just remember February the 4th and the month of February being Black Awareness Month. If you have some show ideas or want to join in on any of those, let me know that as well. You can reach me through the Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook. So that being said, thank you all for tuning back in for another live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. Hope that you continue to listen each Monday, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. I look forward to seeing you back same time next Monday. Have a good day.